Hey there, Only Vans listeners. This is Brie Bagwell. This is your Breecap or Breeview. Ugh, so ridiculous. Anyway, I'm going to be telling you a little bit about this upcoming episode with my friend Ali Matice. That's how you pronounce it. M-A-T-T-I-C-E. Make sure you check out her full-length record, No Drama, that just came out. In this episode, sorry, if you hear honking, I'm on the road. Just deal with it. In this episode, we talk about her band, the Billie Jeans, B-I-L-L-I-E, and it's an all-female band that's really incredible. Make sure you go see them if you ever see them near you. We also talk about the studios at Fisher, which F-I-S-C-H-E-R, I believe is how that's spelled, and that is in Canyon Lake, Texas, which is near New Braunfels, where I live, and Canyon Lake is where Allie lives. So we talk about that really incredible studio, her really incredible journey as a yoga teacher, and as you can tell, I really love this girl. She's peace and love and all things groovy. Hope you enjoy it. Did you know back in 1845 that Steamboat was actually Texas? And every year for 22 consecutive years, they have sold out Steamboat Music Fest. It's going to sell out again. This is Brie Bagwell inviting you to the coolest music fest in Steamboat, Colorado. It happens every January. You've seen it. Have you not been? What are you waiting for? It is the original Texas Music Festival with over 50 bands in the Texas and Red Dirt music scene. You never know. Kevin Fowler might be just eating lunch next to you one day. With the Steamboat Music Fest package, you get 6 days of mountainside lodging, 4 days of lift passes, one night lift pass. Don't miss out. You're going to have so much FOMO if you're watching on social media. So just go to themusicfest.com, sign up for that email newsletter. You can get on the wait list. You never know. Steamboat Music Fest, down home, up high. Come get real with us. Steamboat Music Fest. Hey everyone, this is Brie Bagwell and Whiskey here with the Only Vans podcast, and I'm here to tell you about my friend Stacy Thomas with Lakeside Tax. Stacy does taxes, and not just Texas taxes, and not the simple stuff. Stacy is an EA, which means she is an enrolled agent of the IRS, which sounds fancy because it is fancy. Wherever you live, Stacy and her team of people can help, and they specialize in small business needs for like little entrepreneur, self-employed people like me. She is also a certified QuickBooks Pro Advisor, and she has two more certified QuickBooks Pro Advisors on her team. So did you get a love letter from the IRS? By love letter, I mean like an uh-oh letter. If you did, don't worry. Stacy handles tax resolution cases, and her team also handles bookkeeping and payroll. So wherever you live, call Stacy Thomas at Lakeside Tax today. Her phone number is 903-447-2710. Also go to lakesidetax.com. Whiskey really wants you to call Lakeside Tax and tell her we sent you. I have no memberships to anything right now.
Good for you.
While I'm putting out my record. And then once I'm done paying for my record, then I'm going back to classes because I love to go to a class. Like, I love to go to a class. So yeah. As soon as I get this record paid for, I'm going to come see you.
Well, till then, I've got class passes. So just...
Oh, okay.
Just text me.
Well, I don't want to be that person that's like...
Okay, then I'll text you.
Okay.
I'm that way, too.
Like the people asking for a free ticket to the show.
Oh, I know. And you're like, this is what pays my bills.
Right.
Thank you.
And now I'm going to be that person to you.
No.
Let me get it.
I'll just text you every class.
Okay.
Be like, you want to come?
I would love to go.
Hey, everybody, this is Brie Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
How many people mispronounce your name?
Everybody.
That's my first question.
Okay, good. Let me take my gum out. This is rude.
No, you can do whatever you want. People might really be into that. There might be listeners of this podcast.
I know. I brought pistachios as a snack on me. That'd be cool, like cracking and snacking.
I also have pistachios on this RV. Mm-hmm. I bought this RV for my dog. Oh, my gosh. Kyle, big news. My dog's DNA results came in last night.
You're the mom.
I know, right? You are not the father. But I know what kind of dog she is and how old she is now.
No way.
And I'm like... dying a little bit over it because
okay, what are we?
I know. I well, the band doesn't know yet because I'm gonna have them all. We're gonna do a, like a gender reveal. My tour manager Ashley was like, we should do a gender reveal for your dog where it's like everyone guesses what kind of dog she is. But this won't be out for a while, so I can go ahead and tell everybody because I know everyone is on the edge of their seats.
Who I am?
51% Chihuahua. It's like 12% toy fox terrier. And then 12% American Bulldog, which is, like, her muscly. And then there's, like, Argentine
Pila, which I've never heard of, and then there's 11% Yorkie.
Wow. Like the best of all the worlds.
I mean, I think so. That's why she's so friendly, maybe.
She's perfect.
She's perfect girl. Speaking of perfect girl, I think you're the perfect girl. I got a giant crush on you.
Oh, stop Allie. It. Tell me more. Just kidding.
Allie Matisse.
Yes.
Everybody.
It's like, are we looking there or I look at you?
You can look at me, but listen, if you want to look right into the camera and make it awkward
look into
for
your
everyone,
eyes.
Okay. I have to go this way because this whole side of my face broke out. Like only this half.
Oh, I love that. It's part of the job.
Part of being in my late 30s, everything has gone really...
just haywire. Like, you can go healthier, like, get healthier, and then all of a sudden it's like, here's a pimple for you.
Yeah. You eat good and you sleep good, and I've been mostly sober Octobering, and
all
it's
right.
like, oh, okay, cool. Now my face is broken out.
Same. That happened
Why?
To me. Yeah. Quit drinking, and it was like, here's a lot of acne. I'm like... but I'm being good to myself.
Yeah, what is the purpose here?
I think it's a little devil that's like, hey, maybe if you had some drinks, you'd have a clear complexion.
It's a test.
It's a test. You never
amazing.
Know.
You never know. But I wish I would have had acne in high school like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really.
Just
now
ran
I have
its
it.
Course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's to keep you humble.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's doing a great job. It's fine. Just being on stage, and then this guy posted like the worst photo of me zoomed in the other day with like the stage lights on and my whole breakout. And it was, I mean, like really zoomed in on my face. I'm like, why would you do that? Don't do that.
I don't like the unsolicited pictures from other people.
Yeah.
Because you have like your people that care about you enough to be like, this is your angle. Look at this lighting.
Right.
And then your fans that are like, I saw Brie Bagwell. And you're like, do you dislike me this much to, you'll see pictures and you're like, do I look like that?
Right.
Is that...
and sometimes I don't care at all. Sometimes I'm like, whatever, it's a bad picture. But sometimes I'm like, I do care. Like, why? Like, for that reason, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, are you doing this on purpose because it's an unflattering photo?
They think it's flattering, usually, like, 110% of the time.
I don't. I'm
like, they're like, look, I saw you in your 97 chins.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
I love when you're sitting at the piano and your belly just rolls over your tank top. It's my favorite photo to post of you. You live like my dream, like me and my next life is going to be your life. You are a yogi. You just got here from teaching meditation.
I did.
And you play music.
Yes.
It's like what that's like a dream version of myself.
Well, we can trade.
Because everyone thinks I'm good at yoga and I'm like, oh no, I can't even touch my toes. But I just love it so much.
Really?
And every time I go... or I do it at home or on the road or whatever, I'm like, this is so great. Why am I not doing this more for myself?
It's lovely.
It's lovely. And you're such an amazing teacher.
Thank you.
I've gotten to take your class. You're just so good. I didn't even have to... my favorite yoga is like, I didn't even have to open my eyes. Like, I knew exactly what you were saying at all times. Like, you're a really great leader.
Oh,
I like watching you because you do beautiful yoga. But in terms of like... I couldn't really see you because there were so many people at your class.
And baby goats, right?
There were baby goats everywhere.
Yes.
And bottomless mimosas.
And bottomless mimosas. So you don't know if it's like the goat that maybe went to the bathroom or your mimosa spilled. It's part of the experience.
Or if you're just bad at balance or if you're drunk.
All of that. That's why goat yoga is like probably my favorite thing to teach because it's so... people are like, oh, there's a yoga teacher here. That's cool. But I'm here for the goats and the bottomless mimosas.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of just there. You know, I'm a prop.
It was so lovely, though. I went with Sammy.
Yeah.
My bass player's wife. And she had gone out the night before. And she was not feeling super good.
She still made it.
I was really proud of her. And she just laid with a baby goat on the mat. I think I was a little bit too. And I went upside down for the first time. I was like, oh no.
That was quick.
Okay.
No way.
Yeah. So how long have you been teaching for now?
So I got my cert maybe 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
I've always wanted to be a yoga teacher.
Yeah.
Always loved it. I thought it was the coolest thing to be a yoga teacher. And then it really, like, you know, when you, like you said, when you actually do it, it makes you sit still in this busy, busy world of busy, busy things. And my husband and I were really busy with our jobs and with things. And I'm a therapist at a nursing home too. So I do like rehab with cute old people and then sing at night. And then you do. So it's just really groovy to like sit and be in postures, and my husband supported me to get my certification. It was like right around COVID.
Perfect.
So yeah. So it was like right when things were kind of opening up, so I could go in person to get my cert, but we were still like 6 feet apart, and I couldn't practice like hands-on adjustments, which is fine because I'm so awkward anyway. Sorry, I got my cert during COVID. I can't touch you.
But
it's been really groovy, and I teach at the Village on Common Street.
Yeah.
But I teach all kinds of yoga, like beginner's yoga, regular vinyasa flow, yoga with weights, and then meditation. And I just started teaching at my CrossFit gym too, so yoga for CrossFitters.
What?
Yeah.
Because I saw you posted that you joined and you were doing some pull-ups.
Like, you have to post it or it didn't happen.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm definitely going to come. I have no memberships to anything right now.
Good for you.
While I'm putting out my record. And then once I'm done paying for my record, then I'm going back to classes because I love to go to a class. Like, I love to go to a class. So yeah. As soon as I get this record paid for, I'm going to come see you.
Well, till then, I've got class passes. So just,
oh, okay.
Just text me.
Well, I don't want to be that person that's like...
Okay, then I'll text you.
Okay.
I'm that way, too.
Like the people asking for a free ticket to the show.
Oh, I know. And you're like, this is what pays my bills. Right. Thank you.
And now I'm going to be that person to you.
No.
Let me get it.
I'll just text you every class.
Okay.
Like, you want to come?
I would love to go.
That'd be fun.
Okay. Well, great.
Done.
I'm so happy for you, and I thought about you today because I had like a little panic attack today, and I was like listening to your, well, after that I started listening to your record just to kind of refresh my memory, and I was like, breathe, get into yourself, like you sing about what you live and teach.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome that you can like sing about breathing and,
yeah,
but it's so cool and like, it's so you.
Thank you.
And I was like, I should have listened to this before I hyperventilated.
Little breath work.
Yeah.
It's like, be gentle to yourself.
Be gentle to yourself. Be kind.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Breathe. That's right.
Yeah.
I love that. And your whole record is so good.
Try to bring songs back to that because some of it, like, that song is like, you sold out to the world. And it's like, but it started here, like being gentle.
Yeah.
So don't go sell out to the world, but...
Which is so easy to do,
mm-hmm,
in these days with all the content needs and...
Right.
And it's just never ending. I think that's the thing that I struggle with is, like, it never ends.
Yeah, like, there's always something to do.
Yeah.
And you can never catch up.
Right.
It's hard.
Do you feel after you teach a yoga class, you're like, I accomplished this and it's done and I did that? That's what I think I'm searching for. Is like,
yeah,
something that I can be... Like, I did that, and I checked it off, and it feels good.
Right, because with music, it's like, once you're done with your album, it's like, next show, next album, next song that I can write.
Yeah.
Next thing that I need to market or whatever. And it's actually funny, because today's meditation was on patience and on, like, finding, like, relaxing in the busy and finding peace within and just being present, you know, which is so hard to do. It's so hard to... Because especially for you, you've constantly got things to go and do, and you're really well known. So it's like a lot of expectations for you. And it's like, do I get busy in the busyness, or can I find stillness, kind of be the silent observer of all the busy things and just enjoy them, even though they go at the world's pace, you know, so quick.
Right.
But still take a deep breath.
Yeah,
and let it go.
I needed that. I needed this sentence or that paragraph.
Good.
At like 9 a.m. I should have called you. We should have done this earlier.
Do it. Guide you through some breath work.
Yeah,
you're like,
please help me.
Done.
Oh my gosh. Well, my one thing that I have to say, if you have not watched the No Drama video, it is the best.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you. I want to know... It's the grooviest, coolest. It looks beautiful, and it's so much fun. And I want to know, like, the outfits and the camera work and the where you filmed it in the van. Like, how did you? Was that just like a giant? It just seems like that. Just when I was watching it, I was like, how did she do this? And then I thought, you know what? I need to just enjoy this music video.
Yeah.
And I can ask her about it later.
In the same way, I'm like, where was the camera? How was the lighting?
Yeah.
How did they? So that was like. It was the most fun thing. Basically, I invited my friends to the video and was like, let's party or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the least. So No Drama is like the fun song on the album. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, as far as writing that song, I was like, gosh, this album's getting kind of serious. Like, mm-hmm. it's like sold out to the world. What is so wrong with me now? Dead Weeds is about, like, you know, the sin that I want God to uproot out of the, you know, so it's like, I was like, I need a little bit of like butterflies and kittens or something groovy. And I have a old Volkswagen bus, like a classic van, the one that's in the video.
It's so cool.
And I have a hard time writing like happy things about myself or positive things. I've gone on like a self-love journey recently, but when I wrote this album, I was like, just, I love everybody else, but I can put myself on the side type thing. And so I imagined like my best friends like hopping out of the van and just like, there's no drama and they're so cute and they're pretty and it's fun. And I recorded my album at Studios at Fisher. Have you heard of that place?
Oh yeah, sure have.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Incredible. And the staff there is like family, friends. They're all so talented, but also just groovy and incredible to be around, like so much fun. And so,
and close to here
and close by, and I live in Canyon Lake, like 5 minutes away from the studio. So
just
like, yes, like rolled out of bed and like went to the studio, and they support you and encourage you. It's just like the dream team for that was my first album too. So they definitely wanted to record do the music video there. And my guitar player, Eric, is a rep for Fender. So they were like, come in for a day. He's done them a lot of favors. And so they're like, come in for a day and just record a song like on us. And so, yeah, it was so cool. And he was like, I think if we do this, they'll hear you and they'll want to do the rest of the album or something. And that happened. So they were like, you should do your album here. So we did. And I didn't have an album at the time. I had like a couple of songs. So I wrote the rest of the album within a couple of months. I was like, let's get songs out. And I'm proud of them too.
They're great songs.
Thank you.
And very interesting. I mean, I relate so much to, What's Wrong With Me is so good. It's like, it's like, and it's fun. It's not funny listening to it, but it's like, you are so loved. And I feel everything that we feel as artists are like, oh, I think you're so freaking awesome. And how could we feel like this about ourselves? But like, we just had the person I interviewed before you was like, I had no sense of self-worth or whatever. It's like, why? And I'm not sure what causes that as much as it's maybe the fact that we are just constantly giving ourselves away all the time.
Yeah.
And then I feel like there's nothing left for myself maybe or something.
Yes.
I'm trying to put my finger on it too. And also in terms of money and what we feel like we could charge and everything, it's such a difficult, intangible thing.
Yeah. You give yourself away, but then also it's like our job is to people please.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
Are you ready to take your merchandise to the next level? Well, just ask me who I use, and that is CH Lone Star Promo. They specialize in screen printing and direct-to-garment, embroidery, laser engraving, anything promo-related, they can do it. Step up your merch game now with CH Lone Star Promo and tell them Bree and Whiskey sent you.
I mean, as much as not really, but kind of in the long run, like, you're not going to sell an album or people aren't going to buy songs or come to shows if they aren't pleased with your music.
Right.
You know, so it's like you're trying to pour your heart out with pen and paper and like write these amazing songs that are relatable, but also make sure that the masses enjoy them and then make sure that it's going to make money and that you can pay this and this and then pay the bills. And then my friend wrote a song recently and she's like, your cup is empty and people are still begging for more from you type thing. So that's kind of like what you just said. It's like, I giveth away everything I have and people are like, more, you know? So it's hard, but we can find the peace within ourselves and joy.
Or to carve out time for it, because I just am the person that's like, I don't have time to do this. But then every time I do make myself sit and breathe or yoga or whatever, I'm so thankful that I did. And it's like, well, if I have time to scroll Instagram for 20 minutes, then right. I have time to sit and breathe for 20 minutes, which is
for sure
more beneficial
yes.
for me anyway. And the mental health thing, I mean, I just feel like people are talking about it more than they ever have, which is great because I spent a lot of my time feeling very alone that I was feeling so crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
But you're totally not.
No. You're like, it'll be okay. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. I had one show I didn't take my tour manager to because I was like, Paul's going to be there. It's going to be fine. You go home and rest because we're about to be gone for 3 weeks straight. And she does the job of three people. So I was like, I got this. And the lack of boundaries that day.
Mm-hmm.
I like totally snapped and I never snap. And I was like, oh, and I think social media has maybe made it worse where people, they feel like they know everything about you or they do know everything about you.
Right.
So then they don't respect.
Yeah.
Any boundaries.
It's hard. And it's hard to like, if you haven't established it, what would you do? Go on Instagram and be like, here's my boundary, everybody. Because yeah. boundaries are for you. They have to be established, but other people don't know those or honor right. them. And you can't establish it then and there. It's like
Instagram would limit that post anyway.
They would. They'd be like, no boundaries.
Yeah, because this girl the other day, she was like, you wouldn't understand. Like, I cry all the time, and it's so hard. And I was like, oh, no, I absolutely understand. And I feel like I post when I'm upset but if I don't feel called to post, I won't. I don't
right.
post because I'm upset. But I don't think that I portray that everything's rainbows and butterflies, but maybe that's what Instagram is choosing to show yeah. to you, and that's not fair.
Right. It's not at all. Because no. it's like, this is the reality. And the minute you open up about those things, people come running and they're like, me too, me too, me too. Like,
yes.
And it's a lot of people are, I think, undiagnosed these days of like anxiety, depression. Because growing up, I think, especially I'm 34, and growing up, everyone's like, that's like, oh, you're anxious, like, you know, do something better, eat better, like go be more active, or you're depressed, like go do this instead of like actually getting to the root of what's upsetting you. Like, what's going around? And we get busier and busier and busier, and social media is like, makes everything at the snap of a finger. So we have to keep up with everything. And it's like, wait, but I'm sad.
And does it matter that I'm sad? No, it doesn't. No. And that I think is the hard part, is that it's just a scroll.
Mm-hmm.
And so your actual inner emotions are not. Anyway, it's yeah. totally, it's a journey that
it is
we're working
a journey.
On. And
a forever journey.
It's a forever journey. I'm just going to be sad for so long. No,
me.
I'm also so happy at the same time. But
yeah,
I wanted to do a live check-in. I was going to ask you this the other day, but now we're just going to do it live on the thing. But Allie's in my song game.
Yes.
And
oh, geez.
I love what you write. You're such a talented songwriter, and I just want to see if you're enjoying it. So basically, my song game is a group of five people, and we have to write a song every 2 weeks with a prompt, like a word or a phrase. And are you liking it so far?
I love it.
Okay, because you're so good.
Thank you. Yeah. This past 2 weeks have been a challenge, because do you use like some sort of thing that chooses random words?
No. What's the prompt this week? I forgot.
Brown bag lunch.
Oh yeah, because we played a gig and somebody brought in a brown bag lunch, and I was like, that's gonna be the prompt.
I love it. It makes it, because that for me was like, I'm stuck on this, but it's such a good, I love the song game.
Yeah.
It's challenging to write every 2 weeks anyway, because if you get in this writer's block or whatever, it just keeps you writing anyway. Like, you have to submit the song, so go for it. But the minute you send the email with the prompt, it's like, the wheels are spinning all week long.
Yep.
And I remember like months and months ago, before I took a little hiatus, it was chicken noodle soup or the Mexican flag. And I was like, I don't want to write anything about the Mexican flag, because I don't want to like, I'm a researcher and I like facts too. And I was like, I just don't want anything to be wrong. Or even though it could be like, whatever, it could be so chill. And chicken noodle soup, I was like, it's warm, blah, blah, blah. And I was writing all these aspects of chicken noodle soup. But then the song came later and it was like, chicken noodle soup and a box of wine. And I was like, ooh, like that sounds good. And I love chicken noodle soup and wine together. That was my jam.
And you just sang it into your phone?
Just sang it into my
phone.
And it
was so cool.
Yeah.
I was like, this is great.
I'm glad you liked it.
I loved it.
But it prompts us to write, because I was just thinking, like, I mean, this past month when I've been writing, I'm like, I need to stop. I want to write some more lighthearted, happy things. And a lot of my stuff veers towards, like, a lot of, like, mental well-being and or, like, breath work and, like, grounding. And it kind of, you know, there's limbs to things, but a lot of it is kind of correlated. And so your prompts are just out of this world and really fun. And so what was last week?
We had Sanity that one Sanity. Time. You sent me that picture.
Yes, that was crazy.
Yes, that was crazy.
Yes, that was like day of. Like you sent the email, prompt with Sanity. I lay down and do my devotion every night. That's like my quiet time that I have to do. Or in the morning if night's crazy or whatever. And I'm going through these like steps in my Bible. And literally that day, it was the step was like Sanity. And that was like that page that day. And I was like, ah. That's, so
yeah, the universe aligns.
It was. I didn't end up writing anything about that, but it was all like aligned. It was like this little like God winks or whatever. It's
totally.
Like, hey, keep going. This is fun, you know.
Yeah.
Brown bag lunch has been hard.
Yeah, that was hard. That was a bad choice by me.
I mean,
sorry.
It's good. It's challenging.
Yeah. Maybe you can just take one thing from it. Just take bag.
I went to Port A this weekend and I was laying in bed and I woke up at like 3 a.m. and I jot down like 5 lines and I was like, yes, because it was like brown bag lunch has just been like running around my head like in circles.
That's so much fun.
It's fun.
I know. I think that's why, because I write the songs so fast, but it's because I've been thinking about them for 2 weeks.
Right.
So it's like you're actually writing for 2 weeks. It feels very strange, but my producer got me into that. And I was so glad. It's the best thing I've ever done. So
it's great.
And the songs that I just recorded are all from a word. And
oh, that's so cool.
I was like, I kind of want to put out a record called Song Game. And like the songs are you know, the titles are the word. But then no one would be able to find them on Spotify. But
that's true.
It would be interesting to release a record of like, hey, this song came from the word sweater.
Right.
And I don't know.
I think that would be so interesting.
Because think about in a couple months, you're going to have a whole new record ready.
I know. That's wild.
Yeah. More All things for them. You to do. More content for you to create.
I love it. I know. They're like, create content. One of my best friends is like, you need to post things that aren't always music. So that's why I'm like, oh, here's me doing a pull-up. And then here's me with a baby goat. And they're like, yes, that's what, I guess, like the algorithms are going to push you.
Yeah.
Up higher. And I'm like, but that doesn't have to do with my new song. And they're like, that's not what they want. It's like a little bit of, and then you have to look well-rounded, and then you have to look put together.
It's like every fourth one, someone said every fourth one or third one should be music, but the others should not be.
Right.
And then I'll do something and they'll be like, more stuff like this. I'm like, well, I can't do go yoga again. That was like a one-time thing. Like,
right.
What do you mean more stuff like this? And I get it, but I don't fight it as much anymore. I've just been like uploading things and having the team go through them, but I did have like my first viral moment.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
But I'm like, okay, and they're like, okay, next. I'm like, wait,
can we just
no, I did it,
marinate in
don't,
this?
Or don't, doesn't that check it off, like I don't have to do it,
yeah,
it again? Or like, did that turn into any money? That's what
right
that's what I really care
it's like
about.
When you get your like scent from what, yeah. Spotify, or is it, who sends that to you?
I don't, VMI.
Oh, I don't want to like name drop here, but. And you're like, oh, I got 25 cents.
Isn't that amazing?
So yeah. Awesome. Yes.
I know. We just had Blue Edmondson here, and he was like, I don't even know how you see how many people listen to your songs. And I was like, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Because I dwell on it so much just because everyone in Nashville, that's what they care about is like
right.
Spotify and TikTok followers.
I know. I call it tic-tac-toe. I'm just like, and that's where they're really like, no, act like you're not trying. No, like, go in the corner of here. Don't wear any makeup and do... And I'm like, wow, this is a lot of effort to get into this contorted position of not trying and creativity.
Yeah, be effortless.
Yes.
Wait, what? I don't know what to do with my hands.
I know. I never know what to do with my hands.
I
always do the bunny.
That's cute. Yeah. Well, you're like, you look like a supermodel. You can do anything and it'll
dear.
Be totally fine.
You're a supermodel.
Oh, well, no, thank you.
Yes.
I want to talk. I just got my warning, my 5-minute warning from Kyle over
there. Sorry, Kyle.
No, it's great. It's just flies when it's your. That's why I had a little uh-oh moment in there because I was like, wow, that flew by. When you're talking to your friends, it's so much fun.
We get off topic.
Yeah, it's the best.
I know. I was like, we didn't even talk about the video. That's okay. We don't know.
We don't have... Squirrel trails. Well, no. Just tell me a little bit about... more about it, just because I'm curious. Because I just have, like... I just want to make sure we touch on the Billie Jeans for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
But that's it.
Okay, so quick video recap. No Drama was, like, the fun song on the album. Studios at Fisher. I sat with their team, and we were like, this is definitely the song we want to do. We went all out on the recording. So they had, like, the big camera on the wheels that, like, came down and up. Yeah. And it was basically, like, we want it to be groovy, hippie. We come into a portal of, like, No Drama Land. And so they did the lighting and the fog machines. I brought, like, the props, like the bus and the mushroom and the... And then I was, like roller skating. Just everything groovy we went in there. But Studios at Fisher did, like, all of the... They helped with kind of, like, the plot and the fun, you know, loading in the van, loading out, coming into No Drama Land. We kind of had, like, an idea team, and we were just all there all day and had a little party. And that was kind of it. And there was no drama to be had. It was just fun. It was all filmed there. So,
wow. Yeah. That's incredible. And that is how I feel about you. And that is how I think a lot of people feel about you. You're a very peaceful person, and you always bring, like, light to a situation and to a group. And,
well, thank you.
I remember meeting you and being like, oh my gosh, she's just delightful.
You're delightful.
You are just delightful. And you're so talented. Did you teach yourself piano? I mean, I feel like, when you play piano, I'm like, yes, because I play piano too. Like,
yeah.
It's like the best instrument.
I went to lessons like when I was 7.
Right.
And like that my parents were like, practice every day.
Yeah.
So, but now I lost all like the classical kind of training. And now I'm just like chords I'll like look up chords to a song I like and then do a variation of those chords. So I just, now it's like the alley version of piano. It's not quite, you know, classical or... professionally trained, but it works.
Yeah, me too. Same. And I got super self-conscious about my piano playing, and I didn't do it for a long time because an ex-band member said that I wasn't good enough to do it, but I think they didn't want to set it up.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. I feel that though. Yeah, I get that.
Totally. And I was like, oh no, I'm not. He must be right.
No.
And then it's totally not like that. It's like, and people love the piano moments.
If
and
you
when
can
you
play
piano,
a chord, like piano's piano. It's like if you could play a couple chords and string them together, people will enjoy that. Like with the Billie Jeans going into them, like I was like, they're so talented with all the instruments. I kind of play subpar piano. I play subpar mandolin, but they're like, but you play these instruments.
And I would not say you're subpar.
They think I play them well. So
you do.
But
and
thank you.
I love that. So was that your idea, the Billie Jeans?
No, that was Andy Holloman's
idea. Was it Andy?
Yes.
Okay, she might have told me that on the podcast, but I haven't had her on here in a long time. But
yeah.
It is. You guys are so good. I finally got a day when y'all were at Fry Height where I was like, we're going.
Yes.
We got a table. And it was epic. Like, your harmonies are so good. Everyone's such a good singer.
It's so much fun.
The song choice, amazing.
Yeah.
It was really great. If you guys, how was your Caverns show? You played it. They
incredible.
Have a venue here called the Natural Bridge Caverns. I'm trying to explain more to the audience instead of talking about everything that I know. That I'm like, they know what Natural Bridge Caverns are. They're like, we live in California. We don't know what they are. And
true.
And anyway, it's a venue where you go down into a cave and you play. And was it amazing?
It was amazing. It's the deepest venue in Texas. So it's just like deep, deep. The acoustics were phenomenal. They still had like the sound engineers from like really good venues around the area. So they were able to encapture like the acoustics, and then the harmonies were incredible. It was probably my favorite show ever.
Really? Of
I think so.
Life?
Of my whole life.
I was so sad I couldn't be there. Gigging too.
It was groovy. Gigging too. That's usually the thing. But yeah, I feel very blessed to sing alongside those women because they each have their own projects and their own unique, like strong vocals and to come together with very different, you know, mostly very different styles and vibes is really fun.
And all girls.
All the girls.
It's an all-girl band.
Yes, it is.
And we'll leave it with, I'll tell you that, Andy Holloman was like, yeah, whenever we rehearse, and Allie's just like, let's all take some breaths. And she's like, she just says that you just make everything so smooth and fun and easy for everybody. And I think that's important for you to hear. I'm sure she's told you, but I'll tell you again.
Well,
that's a very good person to have on your your team. I wish I could clone you and take you in this RV with me on the road. I need you.
Maybe we'll do a special little trip one time.
Okay. I would love that. Well, make sure you guys check out Ali Mattias's full. That record is so good. Full-length record. And the video. Don't forget the video. And also, if you're in New Braunfels, go take a yoga or a meditation class.
Come on.
She's jacked, too. Look, your arms.
Stop it.
No, you're, like, so toned. I love it. Freaking hottie. Okay. I'm gonna stop complimenting her.
I'll take the compliments.
Take it. Take the compliment. You're beautiful.
You are.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
She drives a mean, green, hippie machine. Flowers in her hair, she's a tie-dye queen. There ain't a single bone in her body that's mean. The cutest little girl that you've ever seen. She's no drama. She's no drama. Hers around town like a satisfied kitten. Steps out of the van and the world goes smitten. Boots up to her thighs. Gotta be kidding. Gestures to the van. Come on, baby, let's get in. There's no drama.